It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
Here in the Evergreen State, there's something peculiar about bridges and windstorms. Take the original Tacoma Narrows Bridge back in November 1940.
No structure of steel and concrete can stand such a strain. Steel girders buckle and giant cables snap like puny threads. There it goes!
Bad design doomed that span from the start and earned the bridge an appropriate nickname. Galloping Gertie was blown down in a gale just 4 months after it opened. And then, in February 1979, there was another big blow, along with a lot of waves. In that storm, the Hood Canal floating bridge broke apart and sank to the bottom. A similar floating bridge was built across Lake Washington in 1940 to carry traffic on old U.S. Highway 10, which later became known as Interstate 90. The bridge was named for Lacey V. Murrow, longtime director of the Washington State Highway Department. He was also brother of famed broadcaster Edward R. Murrow. The two grew up together in Skagit County. In November 1990, the Lacey V. Murrow Bridge was 50 years old, and it was being refurbished. A new matching span had been built alongside and was already carrying cars across the lake, so the old bridge was closed to traffic for the renovation project. Then, over Thanksgiving weekend, as often happens, a big storm blew into western Washington. By Sunday, the news from Lake Washington was bad.
Live from Seattle, this is a King 5 News special report.
Good evening, everyone. Our top story tonight, the collapse of that old Interstate 90 bridge.
Officials and the public were stunned by the sudden loss of the old bridge. Nobody was hurt on that blustery November day, but a few construction vehicles that had been parked on the bridge for the weekend sank beneath the waves. Meanwhile, passenger cars whizzed by on the adjacent new bridge. When they work, a floating bridge is an engineering marvel. They're made up of narrow, barge-like, hollow concrete boxes called pontoons. The pontoons are bolted together and then tethered with heavy cables to giant concrete anchors on the lake bottom. The cables help to stabilize the bridge. But when the old bridge sank, authorities made a troubling discovery about the new bridge.
As you mentioned, the cables that hold this bridge in place, the cables that prevent it from flexing in ways that might be dangerous, many of those cables were cut when the old bridge went down. And behind,
as the old bridge sank, it severed anchor cables on the new bridge. Highway officials faced a dire situation. The Murrow Bridge was on the bottom of Lake Washington. The new bridge wasn't safe. Sunday night, they decided to shut it down. Tens of thousands of commuters were forced to find other ways to get to work. Monday traffic was a mess. But worst of all, the winds of November were still blowing, and the new bridge was in serious danger. Then, somebody had a brainstorm.
So in the interim, to get folks back moving across this lake, Department of Transportation has brought in tugboats, and they will sail into the wind hooked up to the bridge to hold it stable.
And if the bridge... And the tugboats remained on this unusual duty, holding the pontoons in place until the anchor cables could be replaced and the new bridge made safe once again. An investigation into the sinking found that the pontoons had been exposed to water from the renovation process and from the rain and waves of the windstorm. The hollow pontoons filled with water and sank. Seattle radio station Cairo won the industry's most prestigious broadcast journalism award for their coverage of the sinking of the Lacey V. Murrow Bridge. When the plaque was presented, nobody seemed to notice that the award Cairo had won was named for Lacey's famous brother, Ed.
The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. Good night and good luck.
I'm Felix Bunnell for This Not Just In.
It rained night and noon on the aging pontoons, and they used every pond they could borrow. But Lake Washington's tide found the holes in the side and swallowed the Lacey V. Murrow.